The Hard Up Runters. And just to get the personnel right, we have Jim Hall on Northumbrian pipes, Colin Ross on fiddle and Northumbrian pipes at various times, but not together. Peter Wood on concertina, vocals, and later on, guitar. My name is Johnny Handel, and I play the accordion and sing, and usually talk too much. This song comes from County Durham, and it's the story of an innkeeper's wife who went to pay the breweries and got her money pinched on the way to the breweries. And she was indiscreet enough to mention this in the bar, and her husband wrote the song about her indiscretions with a few sly innuendos about her boyfriends as well, which vary from working classes to the gentry. We've discovered that the Northumbrian pipers up our way have produced a set of variations which have been made into a tune, which is called Hoop Her and Gird Her. And this tune is based on the theme of Elsie Morley. And we've also found out that to hoop and gird a woman in the old days meant that you took a woman who was a renowned drunkard, and instead of putting her in a prison, the penalty was for her to wear a barrel, nothing else but a barrel, for a whole day with a couple of leather straps over her shoulders and walk about the streets of Newcastle with this barrel on, thereby ruining our reputation for life. So, girls, keep off the pub.
Keep it off.
Unless you can't afford any clothes. Elsie Marley, hope we're in good.
Sells the barley, hey, lost a pocket in all of her money, a back of the bush in the garden, hey. Elsie Marley is the face, she won't get up till 8 or 9, lies in bed to feed the swine. Do you can Elsie Marley, Henley? Do you can Elsie Marley? All of her money, a back of the bush in the garden, hey. It's hard for one to walk the street. Every lad and lass you meet cries, do you ken Elsie Marley and me? Do you ken Elsie Marley and the wife that sells the barley? Hey, lost her pocket and all of her money, a back of the bush in the garden, hey. Elsie Marley wore a straw hat, knew she's getting a velvet cap. Longton lads must pay for that. Do you ken Elsie Marley and me? Do you ken Elsie Marley, Henny, the wife that sells the barley, Henny? Cross the pocket, all of the money, a back of the bush in the garden, Henny. The bitumen and the keelman shin, the drink bumbo that's made for gin, oh, the dance the do begin, the tune of Elsie Marley and me. Thank you.
long time ago, around about 1800, 1850, Newcastle was quite a small town, centred mainly around the riverside trade. And as the century got older, so the trade expanded and the steel industries and the coal industries, the shipyards, moved downriver. But in those early days, a lot of the Newcastle characters were well known. It's the same on the folk scene. You get to know the performers who are characters, and they move about in the fairly small community of the folk song clubs. Well, so we had people in Newcastle, and there was people like Admiral Starkey, who swore he'd commanded lots and lots of ships, but nobody could remember which ones, but he spoke very, very knowledgeably. Rather like the shanty singers that go around the folk scene, you know, they know all about it. They could sail a boat from the stage. And you got other characters that were going around playing the pipes. One of the particular important pipers called Jimmy Allen used to play away, and everybody was listening, saying, "Hey, that's great, that's great." And while he was playing, his friends were going around picking the pockets of everybody in the crowd. So, you know, if the times get any worse, I don't think we'll get that bad.
We'll do this in the second half.
Actually, just keep your hand on your head. So, one of the characters, the musicians, which I suppose as much a character as people like David Swarbrick are today, was Blind Willie Purvis. And Blind Willie would play bookings, play for your wedding or your party or a funeral, he could play anything. Dancing. And then if nobody gave him any bookings for a week or two, he used to go and play outside places in town shops, or he would play outside a pub until last him in. So he was one of these blokes you could hardly stop. And he was a blind player, and he knew his way right around Newcastle. And this was the only song he used to sing. It's about selling brushes called besoms. They make them out of broom or whin. And the song's called "Buy Broom Besoms." And Willie added a lot of verses about places that showed him a bit of hospitality. So Colin's going to take the part of Blind Willie's body, and I'm going to take the part of Blind Willie's throat. Colin tried to sing it, but he couldn't get the top of his head to go up and down. And he needs to keep his jaw still to hold the fiddle, so this is why we've got to have this split personality about this song. Bye, broom, besom. Join in the chorus if you're not. Besom, or to sweep your hoose, come to Mamie Hinnie's, he may help you choose. And buy broom besoms, buy them for you, fine head of bread, besoms for a penny, and just for a plaque. If you win a tie, I'll tie them on me back. And buy broom besoms, buy them for you, fine head of bread, besoms for you. If I had a horse, I would have a cart. If I had a wife, and I should take your part. Then buy broom besoms, buy them with a view, plain head of red, besoms of a groom. If she like a droppy, or a meal of grey, if she doesn't like it, I'll the mare for me. Then buy broom besoms, buy them with a view, plain head of red, besoms of a groom. Up the butcher bank and broom the biker chair, there you'll see the lasses selling broom well. And buy broom besoms, buy them when they're you, fine head of bread, besoms of a groom. If you want an orange, ripe and full of juice, come to Hannah Blocks, there you'll get your choose. And buy broom besoms, buy them when they're you, fine head of bread, besoms of a groom. If you want an oyster for to taste your moon, gun to handy workers, he's a bunny you. And buy broom besoms, buy them and than you, buy her the friends, better never grew. Very fine. Buy broom
wives now. The first one by Ruthie Atkinson, Willie Atkinson, and called the Glen Allen. And after that, one by... Who's it by again,
Tom
Jim?
Tom Clough, who was a... Tom Clough, he's a very famous piper, Northumbrian piper of the century. Probably one of the best, if not the best. And it's a tune called Dr. Whittaker's Hornpipe. Dr. Whittaker, a great folklorist, folk collector of, from the University of Newcastle. Anyway, knew well enough, obviously, to write a tune about him. Dr. Whittaker's Hornpipe. A tune which was one of the very old hornpipes, a tune called Lads of Annie to start with. But it doesn't come out something like a hornpipe, the way it's played. It was one of the very old hornpipes. Anyway, it's Lads of Annie.
about Hexham General Maternity Hospital.
A good theme. Good theme.
And they're both in my third bed. You know, when you have bends, there's always something wrong with them. The first one, well, it wakes you up at unusual times and it takes away and they get used to it. The second one, you're waiting for that, but then it starts the bother. You know, geometry, when you were at school, you did geometry, you learned about squares. Now, nappies are square, but you've got to make them into a triangular shape on the bathroom floor in the middle of the night when you're half cut. And not only that, you've got to change that triangular two-dimensional shape to a three-dimensional spherical shape. And then, not content with that, they start to make it hard for you, you've got to make it into three-dimensional spherical mobile shape and catch the bane and fasten it on. Then when you get the pin through its belly button to make sure it doesn't fall down, and all of its sides tucked into the plastic knickers, man, you've got to do that as a swear on, the bane realises what nappies is for. And by Jove, you've got to start all over again. I tell you, the worst need I had or the worst need I had. I was half cut, I've been singing all night with the lads and getting a lift home on the back of the tandem. And I gans in and I says, my pet, don't you wake up. And usually was waiting with a rolling pin, so I had it. Anyway, it's just rolling pies with a pink pot now. Anyway, it's got a bit off the end. You'll see it stuck in me head. No, and I gans into the bathroom and I gets the bane out, it's smashing and the second nappy. And I thought, she puts them in the bucket. So I says, right, I'll put it in the bucket, you know. Arms length, clothes peg away your nose. Next morning, I found that I put it in the bucket with all the clean ironing in. Can you imagine how far I ran? But the thought, Ben, a little angel. I don't know what's the matter. He just likes his bed. I think he's going to keep a brothel when he... No, I think he's going to be a good lad. No, he's going to be a good lad. He's a little smasher. So I thought, he's worth writing a recitation. He's called Matthew. But I should have called him something else, as you'll hear. Matty's a good bairn, a canny bairn, a bonny bairn, a rowly, powly, cuddly bairn, and I should have called him Jesus. There's twisty bairns and claggy bairns, and bairns that win at whist. There's doughty bairns and naughty bairns, but wars I cannot resist. The time come round, war lashes haste, and we'll away again. Oh, sleepless night, I says to myself, but just how wrong I've been, because Matty's a good bairn, a canny bairn, a bonny bairn, a rowly, powly, cuddly bairn, but I should have called him Jesus. I thought of midnight marches, hours of bringing up the wind, feeding bairns and bachelors, and all war young days left behind. The time drew nigh, the labour pains was felt by her and me. But on the way to hospital, it's I want a cup of tea. I'm sitting in the cafe and me nails was bitten short. He'll wait for me to have me bait, was all that she could retort. But Matty, he's a good bairn. A canny bairn, a bonny bairn, a rowly, powly, cuddly bairn. And I should have called him Jesus. But half an hour inside the place and out the bairn he come. You could tell he was a canny bairn, he was laughing through his gums. And now he's yem and getting on and he laughs from morn to night. And when I get back yem from walk, he makes me day complete. Because Matty's a good bairn, a canny bairn, a bonny bairn, a rowly, powly, cuddly bairn. But I should have called him Jesus. Right, here's a much earlier composition about a favourite pub of mine. I lived in the village for 11 years. And Danny Brannigan, the chap who ran this pub, used to keep the pub that wore Nanny's Amazing, was written about. And he played the melodeon and he used to have sing songs. And it was a grand pub. Danny's retired now, but fortunately he still... I used to have a good sing of this song. The song goes, get yourself the Danny's, sup all the beer you can, 10½ for a pint of scotch. It's an old song. Why any man, you cannot gan ran. That means, but my friend, you cannot be mistaken. But that sounds awful poncy if you say that. So. The last verse gives you a little bit of advice about horticulture, or as we call it, growing leeks.
But just before we hear the music of the high-level ranters in Folk on 2, we join Robin Boyle at the Radio 2 news desk.
We've just heard that agreement has been reached between the two sides in the water dispute. The details of the Independent Committee of Inquiry's report are expected to be made public shortly. There are no further details at the moment, but we hope to have them in our 10 o'clock summary.
And back now to the music of the high-level ranters.
Now he
you might like old black Guinness. Soot and vinegar neat, that's our eat for Irishmen, but Danny's can't be beat. Oh,
get yourselves to Danny's, to ball here you can. 10.5 for a pint of scotch, for any man you gonna get round.
There's Tolly cobbled or dishwater, Tetley's and Cameron's tea. The tastes like nitric acid, and it's Danny's beer for me.
Oh, get yourselves to Danny's, so all the beer can. 10.5 for a pint of scotch, why any man you can again run.
Follow the old blue stormy lads, follow it through and through. Call it the leak trench afterwards and show what it can do. But hey!
Get yourselves to Danny's, so long as you really can. 10.5 for a pint of scotch, boy, in the Madagascar land.
Thank you.